The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Before we get to our main point here on Menachas Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom, I'd just like to point out a very interesting fact that has to be noted on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, and that is, did you ever wonder how they were able to see in the Beis HaMikdash? Obviously, we know that there was a menorah, and some say it was lit in the morning besides as at night. However, were there any other sources of light all over the Azar, all over the Beis HaMikdash? There's not much discussed about it. Now, there is a pasuk that's mashma, like this Tosfos says in Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, Devar HaMaschil Shem Meichatin, that besides for the menorah, there were Shar Neiris Shehoyu B'Mikdash. And that obviously, if there was such a thing, which is not discussed in many places, maybe that is where the source of light came from. There's a big discussion where there was a roof and where there wasn't, and there's a lot to elaborate about it. It's just an important point to notice. And now let's get to our main point here. On the bottom of Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us, why were there 6 shayfers out of the 13 shayfers that were used for the money for the karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Gemara, Keneged me, Omar Chizkiya Keneged Shisha Batei Oves HaKayanim Shetiknu Lahem Chachamim Sheyehi Shalim Zeh Mzeh, that the 6 extra shayfers that were used for the Nadava money, when there was nothing on the Mizbeach, they would bring from the Ketz of Mizbeach Nadava karbonis, was Keneged the Shisha Batei Oves. Rashi explains that, as we know, there were 24 mishmaris that rotated twice a year. Every single mishmar got a chance for a week. And each mishmar, Rashi says, Shechol mishmar cholok l'shisha batei oves keneged, shisha yemei shavua zeh oived yoyme vzeh oived yoyme v'shavaz kulon shavin. They would all work 6 batei oves per mishmar. They would be split up into 6. One for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And on Shabbos, everybody was equal. The whole Mishmar would work together, it sounds like in Rashi, that there were 6 batei oves per Mishmar. Then the Gemara, why? So there should be Shalom Zem Zeh, the Gemara says. And the Gemara continues with 3 other sheetahs, Rabbi Yochanan, Ziri, and Bar Pada. And the Gemara in the beginning of Kavches says, Kechizki olayamri kulu, because l'intsuye loichai shinon. Why did we have separate batei oves? Because the batei oves, otherwise the people would fight. You know, you got Tuesday, you got Wednesday, you got more skins, more oiros, more hides from the animals than I did. It's not fair. So we wanted it to be synchronized and fair and kavua. So they made 6 for every single weekday. And this Gemara and Rashi are one of the primary sources of a very, very important unclarity that we find about how many batei oves there were. Even though the Gemara seems to say that there were 6, and that's what Rashi says beferish over here, however, Rashi and Tainis Daf Tazvav Amud Beis, as well as the Ritvo over there, and the Rav Mibar Tanura, in the beginning of Talmud, and the beginning of Midas, and there in Tainis Perek Beis Mishnevov, says clearly that there were Zion batei oves, there was one for Shabbos as well. Also, the Rambam and Hilchos Tumim Rambam is in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, as well as in Perek Gimel Halacha Tes and Klei HaMikdash, and the Kesef Mishnah over there, are clear that there were 7 batei oves, one for Shabbos, as well as the other week, other days of the week. So again, we have Rashi and Tainis with the Ritva, the Bar Tanur, the Rambam, that sound very clearly that there were 7 batei oves, and on the flip side, the Gemara over here seems to say explicitly that there were Shisha batei oves, and Chizkiyah is quoted in the Yerushalmi in Perek Vav from Shkalim as well, that there were 6 batei oves, and the question is, what's going on over here? The Gemara says there were 6, Rashi says over here that there were 6, and Azazak Rashi as well in Yevamos Kufal Famed Aleph, and in Pesachim and Zayin Amid Aleph, and there's a sheet earlier on Ayin Hayim and Beis and Ois Chof that says that there were 6 batei oves per Mishmar, so it's extremely perplexing. What's going on? Were there 6 batei oves or were there 7? The Mechas Chinuch in the end of Mitzvah Kuf Tes, as well as the Mikdash David and Simon Lamed Hay in the end of Ois Beis in the parentheses, touch on this confusion and this machlekes, and what's the difference? Is it 6? Is it 7? Is it a machlekes? And will others discuss it as well, as we'll try to get through a little bit. I'd like to begin with the Tosefta and Tainis and Perek Beis. In the beginning, the Tosefta brings down all the Mishmaris, and at the end of Halacha Aleph, it says, Amdu Rashi Mishmaris, V'kavu Es Atzman B'Batei Oves. The heads of the Mishmaris decided to make Batei Oves, basically groups of different families part of the Mishmar that shall work in, you know, synchronization Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we'll see. In Halacha Beis, it says that there were some Mishmaris that had 4 Batei Aves, some 5, some 6, some 7, some 8, some 9. Basically, it sounds like there wasn't an official definitive number of 6 or 7. Some were 4, some were 5, some were 7, some were 9. There were all different numbers. However, it does seem very clearly in the Tosefta there in Halacha Beis that there was a separate Beis Av for Shabbos. That doesn't seem to be a subject of dispute. However, there's 2 pshat and what the pshat on Shabbos was. Either that there was somebody that was designated for Shabbos every time, he always got the Shabbos Beis Av, or there were others that they used to make a girl, and every single time there was a girl. Some got Shabbos this time and they got Tuesday that time and vice versa. So it sounds like there were 2 different, you know, tracks of how to set up the Batei Aves. First of all, there's 4s, there's 7s, there's 9s. Not necessarily was it 6 or 7. But also we see clearly that there was a Beis Av for Shabbos. So that's 2 separate tools that we have ourselves from the Tosefta. First of all, there was a Beis Av for Shabbos, which stems very well with the Bartanura and the Rambam, etc. However, it doesn't seem to stem with our Gemara and Menachos that this says there was no Mishmar for Shabbos. However, on the flip side, the Tosefta seems to say that the numbers were not set in stone. So perhaps you could say that it depends on the period of time, that there were earlier times where there was more and there were less, and then there was a set number. But to say that just 6 and 7 is not a contradiction, it depends when, like the Tosefta, will not suffice for us at all. Because here it seems to say in our sugi definitively that there were 6 and only 6, and Rashi says clearly that on Shabbos there were kul and shoven. And although the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Aleph seems to be mashma also that there was a separate Beis Av for Shabbos, like the Rambam holds, but Rashi over there on Kuf Aleph says clearly that there were only 6. And as they state in Rashi and Pesachim Nun Zayin and in other places. So were there 6 or were there 7? You can't say that this just means random. It sounds like they hold definitively there were 6, and the Rav and the Rambam hold definitively that there were 7. But Tzarechin, what exactly is going on? Now, we mentioned that in our sugya, there's a machlaikis, right? Ziri, Barpada, and Rabbi Yechanan are all arguing on Shmuel. On Reb Chizkia. And the Gemara says later that they don't hold like Chizkia because Linsuya, they're not going to fight. So it sounds like maybe it's a machloikis, amayroim, whether or not the 6 were because of the 6 Batei Aves or not. And if everybody argues, maybe the whole concept of Chizkia is shoni b'machloikis. So although the Yerushalmi and Shkol and Berek Vav as well as our Gemara says 6, maybe it's totally a machloikis and maybe we don't pass them like Chizkia. So the Rambam and the Bartanura, they're all telling you what's the Maisa. It's not going to help you completely for Rashi. Why did he choose to go with Chizkia? And even if you tell me that Rashi holds like Chizkia, it's a machloikis out of Paskin or something, then you run into problems with Rashi and Tainis Tesvavim at base. What are you going to tell me? The famous Chiddush that the Maritz Chiyus and others discussed, that Rashi and Tainis is not Rashi, because it happens to be, interestingly enough, that Rashi and Yevamos Kuf Aleph, Psachim Nun Zayin, Yom Chavav, as well as here in Menachos Kuf Zayin at base, always says 6, except in Tainis he says 7. So maybe for Rashi you'll be able to survive, but there are so many other contradictory Rishainim that we still have to figure out what's going on exactly. And the Rashash and Yevamos over there, as well as the Chasam Sofer actually in a tshuva, in Erech Chaim Siman Reish, also suggests that it's a machlaikis, exactly. It's a machlaikis if there were 6 Batei Aves or 7 Batei Aves. And the Chasam Sofer adds and opens up a very important door. The Chasam Sofer says that what was the issue here, that we're scared that one Beis Av is going to get more than the other, and that's why Chizkiya says, and the Chasam Sofer says that it actually makes a lot of sense that in order to alleviate fighting, we made 6 separate Batei Aves per day, and there wouldn't be one for Shabbos. You know why? Because on Shabbos, no Nadavas were sacrificed on Shabbos. Right? The Karbonas Tamidim and the Musafim and our Karav on Shabbos, those are Karbonas Tiber that are Deicha Shabbos. But you can't just bring a random Nadava donation out of the blue. It's not Deicha Shabbos. The Avoidis that need Chil Shabbos are not permitted for Karbonas Nadava randomly on Shabbos. So therefore, if you're a Beis Av of Shabbos, you're actually going to get a lot less dividends than you're going to get from the hides of the animals that they're makriv as nadavas during the week, which can actually be quite valuable because there are no nadavas kravis b'shabbos. Says the Chasam Sofer, if you're making batei aves to avoid machlekes, then you definitely shouldn't make a beis av on Shabbos. So Chizkiya Taka holds that there were no beis av on Shabbos to leilasi lintzuye. On the contrary, however, if you hold, let's say, like Ziri or Rabbi Yochanan, etc., maybe there were seven Batei Avos for a different reason. If you say that there were no Beis Av on Shabbos, it's actually very geschmack that you find in the end of the Gemara in Sukkah, that then when they distributed the Lechem upon them and they were chaylikid amongst themselves, they used to split it up by the Mishmaris. We don't find anything about the Beis Av of Shabbos taking the Lechem upon them. Rather, the Mishmaris would split it up. Six connected those that come in, and six connected those, not the connected, they get the ones that are leaving and the ones that are coming, six apiece. And we don't find any mention of Beis Av. So I said that Rebbe Zatzal already, Rebbe Salvechik in the Yeshur and Chelik Yud already points out that if you say that there were no Beis Av on Shabbos, like our Gemara and Rashi all over, then it's very geschmack why we don't find any mention of Beis Av, Lagabi the Lechem upon him, which was split and distributed on Shabbos. And there's really so much to discuss about this Shaila to verify and clarify exactly how many Mishmaris were there. Is it Taka Machlekes, the Aruch Lener over there in Yevamos, and Rabbi Elazar Moshe over here in Menachos, as well as the Shoshanim Ledovin and the Teferes Yisrael, and the Rishon Letzion over there in the Mishnayos Tamid. Everyone talks about this, and it's very interesting how there's no clear-cut, you know, definitive answer. Were there six? Were there seven? Is it Taka Machlekes for Shainim? Is it Tali in the Machlekes of Chizkia? And the other Shitas over here. Perhaps we could suggest an interesting answer to the whole story, that of course there were seven Batei Av, like Rashi says in Tainus, as well as all the other Rishonim we mentioned, and that Rashi's saying always that there were six. But on Rashi, it's a little bit problematic, but Akuponim, that the Gemara, that Chizkiya says there were six, it's because Chizkiya's point is there should be Batei Avos, so that there shouldn't be any fights. But maybe on Shabbos, there inherently was anyway never going to be any fights, because on the one hand, we mentioned, like the Chassam Sofer points out, Shabbos, there was a lot less to be had. So in general, if you're going to be a Beis Av of Shabbos, you're obviously going to have a lot less. So you would never agree to do that. So either there was a girl, and if there was a girl, everybody knew this is the Ashkocha, I got Shabbos and that's it. Or they switched off, so if you got Shabbos, which was very little, you know that you're bound to get a weekday at a different time. Alternatively, maybe there was an understanding that the Avodah of Shabbos is Mekudesh, like the Gemara says in Zvachim Kufalf and Maralf, and it's obvious, that Shabbos' Avodah is so special and sanctified on a different level, that a Beis Av would be thrilled with the Ruchniistic opportunity to be the Beis Av of Shabbos, even though the dividends and the income are going to be a lot less. So maybe there's not really a contradiction between saying that there were seven Batei Avos and saying that there were Shisha Kedei Delelesi Lintzuye, because maybe the Shabbos' Beis Av wasn't part of a possible fight because of the automatic understanding that Shabbos is a different realm and that there's not going to be any Karbonis Nadova and any Iris. Basi Rak Lahoyer on the many different things that have to be dealt with and ironed out over here about if there were six Batei Avos or seven. So again, just to be clear with the facts on the table, Rashi all over Shas says that there were six Batei Avos, except for in Tainus Tezvav, where he says like the Ritva over there, and many others, and the Bartanura in the beginning of Talmud Midas, and in Tainus Perek Beis Mishnevav, that says that there were seven Batei Avos, and as I state in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, between the Namasaf and Halacha Yud Beis, and I also see the Rambam Perek Dalet from Kli HaMikdash Halacha Yud Aleph. There's so much to discuss about this, I just wanted to put all the pieces on the table.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.